The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show here. We're downtown Corinth, live in the Super Talk radio station with our friend Dr. Phil. I am Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with some of my good friends, Bobby Capps, Ronnie Martin, Wesley Jackson, and man, we've got a guy in the studio with us today that's wrapping up our 12-week discipleship program at the Freedom Center. Kyle Jackson is with us today, and we're excited to have Kyle on the show with us today to share a little bit about where he's been and what has been going on the last 12 weeks. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. It's Thanksgiving time, so it's time to get ready for turkey and dressing and all of above, pumpkin pie, or whatever you want to eat. We eat pumpkin pies, we eat pies, cakes every day. So
every day.
But Ronnie, give us an update here. The Freedom Center, Kyle's graduating today. We've seen Kyle come in. Man, Wesley actually went and got Kyle.
Yep.
And brought him into our program. And it's hard to believe it's been 12 weeks.
12 weeks, yes. So Kyle, luckily, is going to be sticking around with us for a few more months. But so once Kyle graduates, we'll have 6 guys. We've got a few more possibly coming in next week. And, just revolving door.
So we do have beds. We would love to talk to you about getting help. The way to get help is CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Put in an application. Our guy Ronnie's going to call you, and we're going to get you interviewed, see if it's a good fit for us. If it's not a good fit for us, we will get you somewhere or recommend you, refer you to somewhere. And we've got a lot of outlets all across the South, really, and we can help. We can also refer women to a lot of programs. We work within the court systems here. We work in a lot of other programs, so we can help you find a place. So if you're struggling, if your family's struggling, if you're tired of being sick and tired, or if you're just ready to give up the drug life, alcohol life, whatever it may be, go to our webpage, CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Do the application. One of our guys will get back with you. Also, if you just want to learn more about us, we've got 2 great web pages, Corinth Freedom Center and livingfreecorinth.com. Both of them is great web pages done by Alex Sellers. They will tell you a lot more about it and maybe answer any questions you got about any of our programs. Wesley, me and you went to the Prentice County Jail a few times. Matter of fact, we worked on Kyle for several months trying to just get him with us. And we would go by and check in with him. Big shout out to Joey Clark and Sheriff Randy Toler and that sheriff's department there. They're always good to work with. Our local sheriff here, Ben Caldwell, and his team, Miss Betty there at the jail, and the whole program is they're good to work with. So, Wesley, you've been in this from day one, working with Kyle, which you knew Kyle before.
Yeah, Tommy, our mine and Kyle's relationship stems back all the way to whenever the Lord really started working on my life, or the change in my life anyway, I'd say that. The Lord's always been there working on my life, but when I started to notice the change he was calling me to was in 2019. I ran into Kyle at the Home of Grace, so I've known him that long anyway, and whenever you brought up his name as far as him being part of the program, I was pretty excited to to get an opportunity to spend some more time with him, maybe share with him what the Lord had done in my life, and try to encourage him to turn things around, turn things over to the Lord. And when that started, really about a year and a half ago, I think, we first mentioned his name and seen if we could get a opportunity to bring him in, and the doors really just didn't open up right away. He was in a little more trouble than some folks, and had been in a little more trouble than some folks. So that took a little bit of time, but God, in his timing, really made it happen. We've been down there to pick up, I guess, three or four guys over the last 6 months, and we'd see Kyle as a trustee, and he sure looked a lot different than the Kyle that I knowed when I was at the Home of Grace, but I would always get a kick out of that. But apparently they was feeding him good down there and taking good care of him. And
so, a lot of benefits of being the trustee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was taking advantage of every one of those benefits. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. When we'd see him, it looked like he was blocking the refrigerator. We couldn't see the refrigerator.
Well, and then he had that ponytail, you know. Yeah. He didn't have no ponytail last time. I know him. So he had a lot going on. Yeah, so we went down, you know, and talked to him a few times and got to bump elbows with him while we were getting other guys. And just, like I said, in God's time, and he opened up those doors, and Kyle got to come with us. And it's been a fun little journey watching him grow. He got to go with me up, North Carolina. Got to spend several days with him there. So I've had a lot of time with Kyle, and just grateful for that time and that opportunity to grow in the Lord together.
Well, welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thanks for having me, Tommy.
Yeah, Kyle Jackson. Kyle's from Boonville. I know Kyle's granddaddy. I know his dad. I know his mom. I knew them before Kyle did. So it goes a long ways back, and we're going to get into Kyle's journey in our second and third segment, and we're excited about that. He graduates tonight at Living Free Ministries at 6 o'clock. You're invited. Our friends from First Presbyterian is going to furnish a meal. So, man, they do it right. And so Bubba Harrell and that bunch will provide the meal tonight. So we'll start at 6, and then we'll eat right afterwards.
Yeah, and it's not lost on me that First Pres and our whole community needs some prayer today.
Yeah.
That sweet Callie's funeral is going to be there, and First Pres will be presiding over that. She was a member there. We'll continue our prayers and really wrap our arms around the First Pres spiritual community as they really offer care to our whole community. That her funeral will be overflowed there at the high school also, and so a lot of people will be participating in that. We're asking God to comfort our community with the loss of this precious girl. We're thankful that in the midst of all that, they're going to come out and feed us tonight.
Yeah, so we're thankful for First Presbyterian and that group tonight. Listen, I want to give you some phone numbers and way to listen to us. If a text line, you can text us any comment during this show. If you got a comment for Kyle or whatever, you can text. We'll show it to Kyle, answer a question online, 662-603-9829. That is a text line only, 662-603-9829. You got friends or somewhere that you want to hear this show, or if you're going to be out of town on a Thursday, you can always listen to us at supertalk.fm Corinth. You can pull us up anywhere. And Bobby was in Nashville a few times. Lately, and Bobby listened to us. I've always listened to us when we're out of town. I've got a friend, Jeff Arp. I just talked to him on the phone, and Jeff was getting ready to listen to us. So big shout out to Jeff there in Chattanooga. But anytime you're out of town, you can always grab us at supertalk.fm Corinth. You can text us at 662-603-9829. Guys, we get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. We're going to be losing a couple sponsors here at first of the year, so if you'd like to sponsor a show, get with me, and I'd love to put you on. We have 8 sponsors right now. We're going to lose 2, I know, so we need to have 2. So I'm going to name a couple of them. Ronnie, you name them. My wife, Wilco Real Estate Group, here in Corinth, for any real estate needs, you can reach out to Maria, Olivia, that group there. They'll help you out. I promise you, that group will outwork anybody for your real estate needs. My friend Daniel Arthur at the local Subways. I ate at the Subway right there last night in Counts, Tennessee, about 8:30. The little girl that was working there done a great job. The store looked great. Daniel and his crew owns about 10 local Subways. But listen, the three in Corinth is our hometown. So we got two on 72, one on Shallow Road. The one on Shallow Road's new, so go by and try a sub. My friend Bart and Dawn Dorn, they're in Tishomingo for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo. If you're in that area or surrounding area, if you need help, go see Bart and Dawn. Ronnie, you got the rest of them?
Yes, yeah, so Perry Hudson down in Boonville, Mississippi. Hudson Window Solutions, go see him for all your window needs. Nick Bain, attorney here in Corinth.
I've been on the phone with Nick a lot in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
A big shout out to Nick, and for any legal needs or things, questions, reach out to Nick.
Yep, and then also Outpost Outdoors over in Pickwick, Counts, Tennessee.
So is that all of them?
Yes.
We had eight. Yep. Crosswind Ministries is on that list, so they've been in the community a long time. And also Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet. We've got Black Friday sales starting today, and it'll be Black Friday every day, the month of November. We've got sales. Don't mess with nobody else. I'm telling you, if you want a deal on a mattress, come 3 miles west of High Prices, and you will find the deal for a mattress, all right? We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with Kyle Jackson. It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we're back with our second segment of our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth on a beautiful, it's November the 6th?
7th.
November the 7th. All I do know is that Donald Trump is our next president. Trump is our next president, so a lot of us is thankful for that today. And, man, I'm excited about the future of our country. But today I'm excited about Kyle Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Again, welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you for having me.
Kyle, tell us a little bit about us. How old you are? Where you from?
So I'm Kyle Jackson. I'm 33 years old, and I'm from Boonville.
Grew up in Boonville?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to school at, Kyle?
I went to Boonville most of my life, the last 2 years. When I left, junior and senior year, I finished at Thrasher.
Thrasher Rebel.
Yeah.
So most of them Jacksons went to Thrasher, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, your sister finished at Newside.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. She was a ball player.
Yes, she was a baller. Yeah.
So listen, Kyle, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. You've been through a lot. You spoke at school yesterday. One of the great things we get to do, we're in the alternative school every Wednesday. And Kyle got to share with them kids yesterday. And Kyle, I was talking to the principal last night, and I was just telling him about the one kid, his dad had been in prison, yep. was in prison right now. So the impact that your story can help people started, you know, I mean, you're able to relate some people, and you're gonna be able to help some people. So I want you to share a little bit about your story. Wesley, Ronnie, Bobby, somebody can ask him questions, and we'll go from there.
So I've been battling with my addiction since I was about 19 years old. I was addicted to meth. By the time I was 21, I was headed to prison for the first time. First time I did about 3.5 years. I got out. I didn't stay out long. Went right back. Ended up getting out. Kept going back. I ended up going to prison 5 times. You know, I just couldn't get it right. I obviously didn't have the Lord in my life. I was just living in sin. My life was a mess. And, you know, today I can say that Jesus Christ has saved my life.
So, Kyle, tell us, go back. How old was you when you first went to prison?
I was I was 21.
21?
Yeah.
How many years you do then?
About 3.5.
3.5. So you're 33 now. Mm-hmm. That's 12 years later. You've been in and out of prison 5 times?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's that life like? Tell somebody that may be struggling or with that kind of some sort of drug addiction or something. What's that prison life like?
Well, it's definitely no life. It's no way to live. You know, just, you know, once you think you've lost it and you think you've lost it all, you really just don't know until you have your freedom taken from you. You don't realize how much the little things actually matter. Just as much as getting up and being able to go to the refrigerator when you want to, or turn on your own light switch, turn off the light switch, you know, just the small things that really, you really realize how much they matter in life until you get your freedom taken from you.
So, guys, the first thing he noticed about freedom was the refrigerator.
Right?
The refrigerator.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it.
I heard that. Well,
I did that on purpose.
I had something.
I did.
Kyle, I had something that really stuck out to me as you began the, you know, the early on stages of your story. Say you were 19 really before drugs started to be a thing. Like, what did that look like? Most people don't just dive off into smoking meth and be on a meth addiction. You know, there's a progression. I don't, you know, with me, it started out smoking, drinking, smoking pot, and then, you know, what? It just eased my way up the ladder. So it seems like you just went head first right off the rip, huh?
Well, through school, as a kid, you know, well, I say as a kid, but as a teenager, I was involved in a lot of sports growing up, so I didn't really, I didn't do a lot of things that the other kids done. I was a pretty good athlete, I would say, and I really just I like sports, and so I just didn't get involved in a lot of things that other people did. So when I got out of school, I obviously started running with some people that I shouldn't have been around, and got involved in some things that I shouldn't have been involved in, and it just went from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people probably can identify with that. I know myself, playing sports when you're a young kid and even your teenage years, you really find your identity, and it's kind of an outlet for you to channel, you know, all the emotions and the feelings that you have and really be found your identity in that, in those sports. And then you graduate high school or whatever, and the rug's kind of jerked out from under you. You don't have that competitive slot in your life. You don't have the camaraderie that you have amongst a bunch of people on a team, being part of a unit, you know. And so whenever all that stuff's gone, you kind of sit around, you're looking left and right, like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
What am I going to put all my time? And it's very easy to reallocate that time to the wrong spots. And you got, like you said, you get with that wrong crew, and the next thing you know, you're finding comfort in the wrong things.
Well, now looking back, you know, my parents were divorced when I was about 8 years old. And, you know, my dad went to prison for the first time. And he was gone for about 7 or 8 years. And I was mad at everybody, especially my mom. You know, I blamed it on my mom for a long time. And, you know, it wasn't her fault. She was just trying to. She was just trying to protect me.
She's doing what's best for her family, right?
Right.
Same as mine.
You know, I just held a resentment for a long time. And mm-hmm. and as time progressed, I started to rebel as a kid. And, you know, I didn't get involved in drugs and a lot of things that other kids get involved in nowadays. But, you know, eventually I dove in head first.
So you're in and out of prison, Kyle. You're missing life. You've got two kids. How old are they? You want to give them a big shout out?
I got an 8-year-old son. His name's Kinston, and I have a 4-year-old daughter. Her name's Kylie Van.
All right. So in and out of prison their whole life. So now, you know, you said you went to prison, you got home, you went right back. I mean, just in and out. So, what's next? How do you see yourself from standing that revolving door?
Well, Tommy, as well we all know, I'm staying for another. I've signed up for another 3 months to stay on as an intern here at the Freedom Center. Just trying to see what God's got.
We got to get a budget on the groceries.
I just looked over, and he said intern, but you know he's gonna try to be the boss. I know that, right? And I don't know if y'all know.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what God's got for me in the next phase of my life. You know, the other day you said something that really stood out to me at that Brotherhood breakfast we went to about the next 3 years of my life, just pouring the next 3 years of my life into Christ, and just you know whatever that looks like, you know, however that seems.
Well, we've seen some amazing numbers this week. Guys in their first year that's been in a program somewhere, it's like 20% chance that they make it. But if they get to the third year, it's a 70% chance. Mm-hmm. There's something about that second year, that third year is so critical. And Kyle, you know, I think Ronnie signed you up for 3 years. It wasn't 3 months. It was 3 years.
Y'all can't afford it.
Can't afford it. Bobby, you've been his counselor here. You've spent some one-on-one time with him. As you've seen him when he first come in, and you see him today, how do you speak into his life going forward?
Yeah, well, what I was impressed about was that, you know, when you're in jail, you can use as much dope in jail as you can on the outside. Sometimes it's easier access. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. So he'd already been there. He had been to the Home of Grace with Wesley some years ago. And so it wasn't like that God wasn't doing a work in his life. It was this thing that we're talking about, Tommy. It's like the mind doesn't renew in one flash. That's not how it works. Yeah. And God didn't call Peter from the nets and then say, go sick him. He spent 3 years with him. And a lot of our guys, you know, they have this time, they lock into their faith. He had done that. They lock into a walk with God. They're really rejoicing. So when I was talking to him about his faith, I was like, man, you know, it's kind of like, it's not that. I just don't know what it is, but it's not that. I mean, you know, I really do trust the Lord. And so it's like, but I don't know. I just don't want to go back. I mean, you just keep doing the stupid, you know, and all the stuff. And so one of the things that I really latched on to is that our job has to be to develop, to help these men grow in the grace and in the knowledge of their Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, Kyle said it. Like what you heard me just said, you know, the thing that speaks out to me is I got to stay close to Jesus. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And what happens is we go out and Jesus said this himself, the worries and the cares of the world choke out the word so that it has no fruit. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's what Jesus said. So we go out back out into the world, the worries and the cares of the world choke us down. Our minds aren't renewed. They're not strong yet. We're not standing on solid ground yet. We haven't kind of walked out our faith. Remember what Jesus said, you've heard my words, but you haven't done them yet. So your feet are still on sand, right? So here's the deal. So they have an opportunity to go out. And so what Kyle's saying is this, I don't want to go nowhere, you know?
Right.
And listen, guys, he has a wife to go back to, children to go back to that want him and that need him. He wants them. He needs them. But he's like, wait, you know, I've already learned this. I have to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. And we come out of the last talk I have with the guys every time, very simple. You're wicked than you think you are. You need Jesus more than you think you need him.
Amen. Amen.
That's it. And the deal is that, and they are. And guess what? They leave thinking they're stronger than they think than they are.
Yeah.
And they fall flat on their face. And listen, God, look, let me tell you something about God in case you didn't know. He's the God of the stumblers. We end every program with that. Mm-hmm. May the God who pick stumblers up, keep picking us up. You know what I mean? He holds us up with his righteous right hands. God's the faithful one, we're the one who ain't. And so one of the things I really love about Kyle is that he knows something about himself. He's seen it in his whole life of recidivism, if you will, is that I need to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not confident in me. And by the way, like Philippians 3:3, somebody was saying the other day, what's your life verse? And the verse immediately came to my mind, Philippians 3:3. And guess what the end line in Philippians 3:3 is? I have no confidence in my flesh.
Right? Well,
yeah. I mean, and so God has taught you to have no confidence in your flesh. By the way, that is the strength of the Christian. I don't trust me at all. I trust in God, my Savior.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, okay. Listen, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Kyle. Kyle's been to three or four different programs before. He's been to the Home of Grace a couple of times. Had you been to another program?
Yeah, well, I've been to
Regions 1 through 5.
I've been to Region 4. I've been to Region 3.
Okay, you're Mr. Region. Okay. All right, well, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and ask Kyle this question. What's different now, Kyle?
Yeah.
What's the difference in you're 12 weeks at the Freedom Center than any of these other programs. We'll be right back with our friend Kyle Jackson from Boone.
You know, most people.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help. Or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring and a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our third segment of our show. We've got Kyle Jackson with us today, and we've been talking about his journey and what a mess his life has been since he was 21 years old, been in and out of prison five times. And now he's we've asked him this question. He'd been to the Home of Grace, I think, in 2016 and 2019. Mm-hmm. And that was a connection that I had with him back in them days. But then he'd been Mr. Region in the state of Mississippi as far as all the regional places. But listen.
Just wanted to try them all out.
Yeah, we just wanted to see which one worked.
Hey, this dude gives good references now, yeah. Too. I'm telling you. Tell him the best place, Kyle.
So, listen. Kyle, you've completed the 12 weeks at the Freedom Center. What's different for you now? What are you going to do next?
Well, I would have to say, you asked me what's different this time. I would have to say complete surrender, full surrender. You know, when you and Wesley came and got me from Prentice County Jail, Tommy, I was tired. You know, I was beat down. I was broken. I was ready. I was ready for something different. I was ready for change.
How long had you been in jail?
I had been there about 19 months, almost 20 months.
So almost 2 years there, mm-hmm. And you was a trustee and just kind of hanging out with them. They really didn't have nothing planned for the future. They just letting you sit there until something worked out on legal and nobody knew.
Yeah.
So we went to Tyler Moss.
Yeah, Tyler Moss.
And Tyler got it worked out for you and mm-hmm. stuff. So you had hired Tyler. So, but you've been with us, and Kyle, I'm proud of you. But what's different now? I mean, you saw talking about total surrender. But out of the other programs and things, what do you feel different today?
I just feel, I feel more confident in my walk, in my journey with Christ. You know, when I got here, I guess I was here about my third week, I'm going to say. It was the week that Wesley, you preached up in Tennessee. I can't remember the name of that little church.
We went to Milledgeville.
Milledgeville.
Yeah.
I remember you preached out of Acts chapter 16, and the title of the message was.
Anybody want what you got?
Wanting what we got. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what the title of the message was. And man, through that whole message. Man, the Lord really he really set in on me. And, man, from that night, you know, just there was a few days there. From that night on, there was a few days that the Lord was really just working on me, you know. And I had known Wesley from the Home of Grace in 2019. And from then to now, you know, just seeing what the Lord has really done in his life, man, it really done something to me. You know, it just made me want to be different. You know, it really made me want to change, and it really impacted my life in a way that I can't even explain. And, you know, I told myself that, and I said, I want what he's got, you know. Mm. Whatever that looks like yeah. In the future, you know, that's what I want. I want the peace and the joy and the love. And I just want all the things that Wesley's got. And, you know, This is
good thing about it was, Kyle, you can have it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's one thing about it. It's not exclusive, but it can be yours, and that's what I tell folks from day one when I came back from the Home of Grace was I walked into a house, and it kind of what spurred that message. I walked back into one of the dope houses I used to run around in, and when I walked in, of course, they stuffed all their dope away and hid everything, and they looked up at me, and I asked how they was doing, and they said, well, you know, we're here, and they asked how I was doing. I said, I ain't ever been no better. And man, they just broke down crying, and I'll never forget one of the girls there just hating life. You know how it is at the dope house. You don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be stuck in that season of life. She looked up at me and just big tears in her eyes and said, I want what you got.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you can have it. And, you know, and I got to tell her the gospel and share with her. And we talked, and that was kind of where that message come from, is that, hey, man, other people want what you got when you know Christ. They don't want... Nobody wants to be Wesley. That ain't what we're saying. Uh-huh. We're saying they want what I have. Right. The thing that I have is the Lord Jesus.
That's it.
They don't want what they got.
Yeah.
And they see something different in what you got versus what they got, because they, especially when they know that what you used to have is what they're living in.
Yeah.
And they see that difference. And that's the perfect opportunistic time to say, amen, that's just all Christ. I remember one day sitting in the office there at the Freedom Center in the lobby, Kyle, you looked up at me and you said, man, what happened to you?
That's
You said, what happened to you, man? I don't know. What's going on with you? You was kind of a maniac. You was a wild guy back, you know. You was nuts. And I said, the Lord, Kyle. I don't know what they ain't. The Lord did it. I ain't got no, this ain't no hidden secret to me. Yep. Maybe hidden to those that haven't seen the truth of the gospel, but for you and anybody else that I have opportunity to tell, man, the Lord's what happened in my life. And I'm thankful for that. But I appreciate you saying that, Kyle. Man, it means the world to me.
Well, you said yesterday when you got here that you've seen Tyler Wilson too.
Yes.
And the difference in Tyler Wilson's life.
Oh, man, it's something else. I mean, you know, I was telling you yesterday, Tommy, I seen Tyler, you know, before he went to God's House of Hope this last time, and you know, got his life together, and man, I just felt for him. You know, he was in a bad place, and you know, I was just scared that, you know, that it, you know, that it was just too late, that there was nothing that could be done, you know. And man, to see the work, see what God's done in his life, man, it's truly inspiring.
Well, it reminds me of the line, with man, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Yeah. It is true. You look at people and you go like, you know, I mean, you look at people and say, I'm not sure that one can be dug out of the ditch. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
some folks never come back.
Yeah. Right.
That stuff ruins some folks. Yeah. Well, Olivia just texted, said, proud of Kyle. You become like a brother to me. I have faith that God will use him for many good things. Truett Brown texted, great message, Kyle. He said, biggest problem, Kyle, mama and Nana spoiled that boy. So,
amen.
Spoiled him. So, yeah. So, we're proud of you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Let me ask you another question here. You've got friends that may be listening, them old boys from Prentice County down there. You know, one time we had like 14 guys there, and over half of them was from Prentice County.
Got thick.
Yeah. But, Kyle, you know them guys. You know your friends. What would you tell them guys today?
Yeah. Man, I would just say, you know, that it's never too late to change. You know, it's God's waiting. He's waiting, you know. I know that there was a point in my life where, you know, I thought it was too late, that God didn't want anything to do with me. I had done some terrible things, and, you know, I was just living a horrible life, you know, but that wasn't the case, you know. I would just say reach out, you know, get help, find somebody that's connected, just ask for help.
CorinthFreedomCenter.com, where it all starts. That's where help can start. We believe that the Lord Jesus can set people free, and we trust in that. Guys from the center just text Kirby, tell Kyle we love him. Couldn't be more proud of him to just keep walking in the truth. And that's from all guys at the center. And they also said, limit yourself to the refrigerator. Now, what would you tell them guys back at the center, man? They've watched you. Them guys, every one of them, you was ahead of them.
Yeah.
So every guy there has watched you the entire time they've been here.
Man, it's been a blessing, you know, just to be there with them and just to get to know them and to watch them grow. Tommy, you know, like I was saying yesterday at the store, there's something about just sitting in a circle with a bunch of broken men, you know, and just sharing your heart. I would just say that I love them all. I'm proud of them for what they're allowing God to do in their lives.
All right, Kyle. Well, we're proud. Kyle's graduating tonight, 6 o'clock, Living Free Ministries. You're invited. Our friends from First Presbyterian Church here in Corinth is going to be providing a meal. It'll be a great time to come out and see what the Freedom Center and Living Free is about. We start at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be great. A couple more texts. Congratulations, Kyle. We rejoice with you. Randy's wife, Marta, said, many prayers answered. So proud of you, Kyle. You got a lot of support. I know your family was there last night that you didn't acknowledge in your speech, but they were there. So,
yeah.
Left old mama right out.
I'm going to make up for it now.
I got him when he come down. Don't worry about it.
The deal is now mama was going to carry us out to eat and leave you at the center tonight. Yeah. So, well, listen, we'll be right back. We're going to wrap this up. Graduation day for the Freedom Center. It's always a big day, and it's always a great day. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here in Carm, Mississippi. It's the best time of the year. High school basketball about to start, Yankees is in the World Series, SEC football, and guess what? It's a great time to buy a mattress. We have $500 off for select kings and queens. Don't miss this deal. And guys, you have to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we're back with our last segment today of our show, Hope. We've had Kyle Jackson on here. Kyle's from Boonville. He's graduating tonight there at Living Free. During the break, my brother Randy texts, his mom texts. His mom said, even if you are spoiled, she loves you and stuff. And she said, keep your hand out of that donut sack. But listen, Kyle, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't know how more. I can just tell you, I'm proud. When we had that conversation at the jail, we thought, man, we'd like to have Kyle. Mm. And so we're glad it worked out. We're excited that you're going to stay on for the next few months and help us. And maybe them months can extend into years or something. Yeah. So we're all excited. You know, we've been doing the Freedom Center now for 3 years. We've been doing this show for,
I think February will make four.
4 years now. Mm-hmm. And Wesley and Bobby and me started this show 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember, Wesley, you we was, I don't forgot where we was at, going down the road or something. I said, we're going to start a radio show in the morning.
Yeah.
And
well, Tommy, you had been saying, oh, we're going to do a radio show. And then that was months you said it. And then all of a sudden one Tuesday you were like, be at the radio station on Thursday. We got a radio show to do. And I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. We'll plan it when we meet there. Yeah. Bring the donuts. So for the last 4 years, me and Bobby and Wesley, and we've had some people fill in for us, you know, Brett filled in for us. Angel has filled in for us. Truett has filled in for us. But we've been here every week for 4 years doing this show. And one of the great things we done was started doing our graduation, inviting them. Dr. Phil, this is number 55. We've had 55 guys on this show in the last 3 years talking about the graduation and how they finished the course. So it's something special to us. We're thankful for it. Again, we get to do it because of the sponsors. And we're going to need two sponsors at the first of the year. So if you're interested in doing that, we'd love to do it. But Wesley, man, during these 4 years, we've had a great time. The Freedom Center started. We've been open at the Freedom Center for 3 years, December the 1st. December 1st, we're starting year number four.
Yep.
And, you know, Ronnie Martin sitting here with us. Ronnie was the first guy that showed up that day. And we had this year-long plan that me and you and Bobby and Ralph had met and walked through, and then Ronnie Martin showed up. It goes back to that, like that deal that everybody's got a plan till you get punched in the face. And Ronnie Martin just punched us in the face that day. We didn't know what we got into.
Three pieced us up.
Yeah. We didn't know what we got into. And, man, I really don't – I don't know how to explain that today. But it's been a great ride.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if the Lord – I think the Lord had the right people at the right place to put this deal together. From the radio show to the Freedom Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesley, you've played a big part in that. It's been an honor. It's been a thrill.
Yeah.
But you've got a message now.
Yeah. No, Tommy. First off, thank you, Bobby. Thank you. You know, I guess I'm going to take a second here to bare my heart, and I'll get through it with the Lord's help. But over the last 5 years, the Lord has put just godly men in my life, and you two have been a big part of that. And for that, I can't say thank you enough. I look back over the past, I guess, 4 years at the growth that's come out of the season of life the Lord's had me in, and I guess if I was looking forward then, I could have never imagined it. And I'm thankful to Him for that. You know, God's got a picture for our lives, and we don't rarely know what that looks like. But even if it was the best picture we could think of, He's got something better. And that's what this season of life's been for me. And I came on with the Freedom Center. You said, meet me over at County Road 278. I guess that was November the 6th of 21, and I had no clue. You'd mentioned about starting a rehab, and I was so fresh and green off of living a life of sin. I still wasn't completely aware of the fact that the Lord was going to be able to use me. But a verse that was very new to my heart, and one of the ones the Lord used right off the bat, was Psalms 50:15, and it says, call on me in your day of trouble, and I'll deliver you. in the last piece of that, it says, "And you'll glorify me." And I didn't know what that looked like. And some days I'm just thankful that he holds me up as I'm able to glorify him. But early on in my walk, I said I'd say yes to whatever the Lord called me to. And you were a big part of letting the Lord use you to call me to something different, get me out of my comfort zone. I'll never forget the first time I went and spoke and shared whatever came out of my mouth. It was supposed to have been my testimony down at Prentice County Jail, but you asked me to come and do that. And I started going around and sharing with you, and we got this ideal of the Freedom Center, and I went back to school, and I got all the things that started happening in my life, and you guys were there for it. Y'all were a big part of it. You encouraged me through it. I got to see what leadership looked like. I got to see what godly communication and godly hearts looked like. And for that, I'm thankful. But over the last 3 years, the Lord's grown me up, and I've been part of the Freedom Center. And Ecclesiastes says, for everything, there's a season. And over the past few months, had some things going on in my in our personal business, in our personal life, where I've just felt the Lord really calling me to move into the next season of life. Me and the wife had put in some, I was talking to Ralph earlier, we'd put in some options to buy houses here, trying to sell our house, was wanting to get more connected to the community, but those doors really just never did open up. And as I look back, I see that was because the Lord was really just calling me to stay right where I was at. And in this new season of life, I've seen that my family really is requiring more of me and requiring me to be more present right there at home. God used my family as a tipping point for my journey and called me to be a dad, be a husband. And in doing that, it changed everything. And I've seen it clear now that the more that I'm down here, really, the more I'm kind of putting them to the wayside. And the more that I'm here, the less I'm there. And throughout this last few months, the Lord just really has brought me to a place of, you know, I've got to, I told you a few months ago I was going to start being there less, and that was my intentions. But over the last few months, the Lord's really just made it clear to me my heart can't be in both places. And in that light, my heart's always going to be with my family. And I've made a choice. It's a hard choice that I'm going to come on board with my wife there at our clinic. We got some things within our clinic where we're looking to grow as far as right there in our local community and provide more services and do more things and add some relief to my wife. She started going over to Savannah every day back and forth for school with my little boy. And the more I'm not there, it seems to be, the more I dump on her. So I've just got to be more present right there with my wife and my family. And that's a decision that didn't come lightly. And I've made, told you guys a few weeks ago that was kind of what I had going on, and that the next season of the Freedom Center would be for someone else to take the wheel of my obligations. And so that's what it looks like moving forward. We've got some changes at the Freedom Center. I've got some changes in my life, but really the only thing I got to say today is thank you. Thank you to the community for the support. Yeah. The Freedom Center, I believe in it. I love where it is today. It's on solid ground, and thank y'all.
Well, so today's Wesley's last day with us. Hopefully we'll get him around some.
Yeah.
More down the road, but man, we're thankful for it. Tripp Brown said, "Men that has come through the Freedom Center stands on shoulders of men like Wesley Jackson."
Yeah.
That's a big compliment. Dr. Phil's holding up the thing. We're about to run out of time. Graduation tonight, Kyle Jackson, Living Free Ministry, 6:00. Come on by, First Prayer as a feed. Let me give you this verse. Here you are, Wesley. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Go and do that in Pickwick, Wesley.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.